All right, so coming up next to the stage, this gentleman is a creator of a wonderful comic whose name I forgot to write down, so if you would please share that with the crowd. But yeah, he's a great comic artist in Denver, great storyteller. Can't wait to hear from Mr. R. Allen Brooks. I was going to ask you what intro you wanted, and then I missed you coming in.
Well done.
Hey, I got there.
Hello.
Hey!
These lights are bright, so I'm just going to pretend to look at you guys. All right, so I write a comic book called The Burning Metronome. It's like a Twilight Zone meets Usual Suspects thing.
Nice.
And then I host a podcast with a really subtle name. It's Motherfucker in a Cape. And on that podcast, I focus on marginalized communities within the geek world. So when I was like 10, I used to go to comic book conventions, and it would be like me and white dudes in their 40s. That'd be it. Like, not even other kids. And there were no Vulcan. There were no black Vulcan ears. I wanted to be a Vulcan, but there were only white Vulcan ears back then. That's how far we've come as a country. We have black Vulcan ears. Right. So as part of the podcast, I last year went to Europe to interview a couple people. I went to Berlin and I interviewed a guy who owns 3 comic book stores, and he was talking about sort of the importance of diversity. And Berlin's really cool as hell in terms of the comic book thing. I mean, I know, you know, like Europe has monuments or whatever, but I wanted to do geek shit, right? So they have a comic book library. So, like, if you're just a citizen of Berlin, you can go check out the comics from the library. They have a comic book art gallery, like a lot of cool stuff like that. But one of the main things I wanted to do was I wanted to interview a woman in England who started a comic book convention that has a staff of about 80% women, which is sort of unheard of in the comic convention game, you know? I mean, it's come a long way, definitely. It's not just white dudes in their 40s, but, you know. I was gone for about 3 weeks, and this is how it all relates to the Rocky Road thing. Berlin was the first city I went to, and I lost my phone the first day there, which kind of freaked me out, right? Then I kind of got used to it. So it was like Berlin, then Prague, then Budapest, then London, and then I needed to go interview this woman in Melksham, England, which was about 3.5 hours west of London, if you drove. But on the train, it was like 6 hours, which I didn't enjoy. So I get to Melksham, you know, they say it, Melksham, and I get off the train, and there's no sign, there's no people, there's no taxis, there's nothing. And I was like, am I in the right place? You know, like, I don't even know. And I didn't have a phone, right? So I was like, well, I guess I'll just start walking. So I start walking through the British countryside, and I see a sign that after a few minutes it says town center, and it's like, you know, center RE, because that's how they do it, right? So I finally find my way into a town. Nothing says Melksham yet, so I still don't really know if I'm in the right town. But I walk into this hair salon, and apologies to anybody who's actually British for my attempt to do the accent. But there was a guy, probably late 60s, early 70s. I walk in, he says, "This young man's here to sell us something." And I was like, thank you. I was like, nah, man, I'm here to ask for something, directions. And he was like, so he heard me talk, and he was like, you know, you're from the States, and you came here? And I was like, yes, I came for Melksham Comic Con. And he's like, you came for that? And I was like, yes. So he tells me where it is. And because I didn't have a phone, and I neglected to mention that I dropped my computer in Prague, so I couldn't get on the internet either with that. So I'm talking to him. I was like, hey, man, do you know a place where I can stay for cheap? He's like, yeah, Irish Tony. So he calls up Irish Tony. He says, yeah, I got this American bloke here. He needs a place to stay. He says, do you want breakfast? I was like, yeah. So £39. I was like, all right, let's do it. So then this man takes me in his car to Irish Tony's, introduces me to Irish Tony. He's the only Irishman in Melksham, I guess. Irish Tony's like, oh, you're with him? Here's the keys. I'll just get your cart later. Gives me the keys to bed and breakfast. Then the gentleman who owned the hair salon, he drove me back and dropped me off at the comic book convention, which was really nice, right? Like, and none of that would have happened if I had my phone. It was this kind of cool thing of connecting with this. I felt super Jack Kerouac, right? I was like, I'm doing this shit for real, right? So he drops me off at the convention. I walk in and ask for the woman that I've been corresponding with to interview. And I was like, hey, you know, the guy from the hair salon, Clarky, he gave me a ride to Irish Tony's and he dropped me off here. And she kind of leaned in and she was like, you got in the car with him? So apparently he's like the town drunk. Right? Yeah. Which I did not know because I was already adjusting to everything being on the opposite side of the street and all that stuff. So that was super charming. But I liked the town a lot. Like, I actually intended to only stay there for a day and then go a few hours west further to Cardiff because I wanted to go to the Doctor Who experience, which was a museum that they have there. But the trains were so terrible, I just could not bring myself to do it. And the people in Melksham were so nice, I was like, I'll just stay a couple of days here. You know, turns out that they're closing the Doctor Who experience. I thought I would just hit it next time, but I guess maybe there's a lesson to be learned there, right? But, okay, so I go to the comic book convention for 2 days, make lots of friends, all these comic book creators. Some of them even backed me on Kickstarter when I came to the States, which was really cool. So then the Sunday night, you know, like everything's kind of winding down. I'm hanging out with everybody at the pub. And it gets to be around 10 o'clock. Everybody decides they're going to sleep. So it's a Sunday night in Melksham, England. I decide I'm going to walk back to Irish Tony's. Right? I told him that his name sounded like a mafia guy, which really amused him and his wife. Anyway, so I'm walking back to Irish Tony's, and I hear music, like beats playing. And I was like, where is music coming from on a Sunday night in Melksham, England? So I go to this place. It's the Parson's Nose. They're playing dancehall reggae. And I was like, oh, here are the three black people who live in Melksham. So there was, one was DJing. another dude actually had on a Nuggets jersey. And I was like, oh, you know, I live in Denver. And I tried to talk to him. He spoke English, but he was a super West Indian. And so we could not understand each other. So I just kind of gave up on that. And the third black dude was like, he was in his 60s and he was leaned up against a pillar. And he was just kind of like doing his little dance thing. And he had like a woman just kind of grind up against him. I was like, I can't interrupt that, right? Yeah. So I danced for a little while. I enjoyed it. Like, it was full of people. I danced for probably, I don't know, a couple hours. And then I was like, all right. Oh, and this group of sort of diva girls came in, you know, like just blowing their hair in the wind, and guys try to talk to them and they would just flip their hair away and no, that kind of thing, right? Tough. Yeah, and I was like, where did these diva girls come from in Melksham? Like, I don't get it. And so, you know, whatever. They were doing their thing. So I walk back to Irish Tony's, and, you know, like, it's a small town, so everything's really dark. So I'm walking through the dark, and I get, like, to the street right before Irish Tony's, and I hear some girls giggling off in the distance. But I'm not going to emerge from the dark and be like, hey, what's going on? Right? So I was just going to keep walking. But they were like, hey, that's that bloke from the Parson's Nose. Right? Yeah. I was like, I'm a bloke. Yeah, yeah. Right. So I walk over and start talking to them. It turns out it's the Diva Girls. Right? So we start talking a little bit. And they were like, you know, when they found out I was American, then they were interested more in speaking to me. So they became less diva. I guess that's the key, is to be American.
Noted.
Right. So when somebody's underage here, and I'm dancing and I'm out, they're going to be like 20, right? The drinking age there is 18. So we're talking about the Parson's Nose, and they were like, oh, yeah, you know. I'm not going to do the accent anymore. Just imagine the accent. But they were like, yeah, you know, it's cool, you know, but they're a little weird about you being underage. And I was like, oh, how old are you guys? You know, like 16, 17? Yeah, so I was like, hey, look, a diversion. But they started showing it, because then they were like, so you're from America? Do you know Beyonce? Do you know Kylie Jenner? And I was like, of course I do. So no, I was like, no, I don't know them. You know, do you know Benedict Cumberbatch? Right? But it was a really cool time. You know, like I really thought I would be bored in that town, but everybody was really nice. The other cool thing is that since we, you know, live in the future, the way that small towns spread their gossip is through Facebook groups, right? So they have a Melksham Facebook group, and they thanked the guy from the hair salon who got me to the convention. So anytime I met anybody that weekend in the town, they're like, you're that bloke that he helped out, like that kind of thing, right? So even those girls, they're like, you're that guy, which is really funny to me. Anyway, that was kind of my whole adventure. That's what I wanted to share with you guys. Thanks.
Yeah. Thank you so much. All right, Alan Brooks, when does your comic hit, man? Like next Wednesday, right?
It'll, you say when does it hit?
Yeah, when does it release?
Oh, the graphic novel. Yes. Yeah, like 2 weeks.
So 2 weeks from tomorrow.
Or theburningmetronome.com.
Yes. Please do that. That was wonderful. Part of the reason that I wanted to do this tour was to get stories like that to inspire.